Hazy circles of light overlap. Their colors and sizes vary. Words appear. Focus Features, a Comcast company. The O in focus is blurred. Over black, credits appear. Focus Features presents A Baby Cow Films production in association with Moxie Pictures. A close view shows a record player. Someone lowers the needle over a record, then flips a small switch. Tom Basden. Tim Key. Numerous vinyl records, CDs, and cassette tapes feature the band name McGuire Mortimer. Sean Clifford. Akemji Dufournian. And Carrie Mulligan. A bearded man gazes at his McGuire Mortimer collection. He wears a dark red sweater with a whale on the back of it. A slender man rides on a skiff.
Oh, would you like to hear a story?
Under a gray sky, the small boat travels over the calm ocean. It approaches a small green island with a rocky coastline. Another man operates the motor. Executive producers, Carrie Mulligan, Tom Basden, Tim Key, James Griffiths. Executive producers, Sarah Monti, Lawrence Brown, Stephen Kelleher, Yana Georgieva. In a large country home, the bearded man holds a McGuire Mortimer record titled Way Back When. The cover art features a man and woman on a beach with their backs turned. Screenplay by Tom Basden and Tim Key. The bearded man grabs a portable CD player. Riding in the skiff, the slender man wears sunglasses and a blazer. He frowns at the island as they approach. Produced by Rupert Magendie. In the distance, someone waits on the shore. The slender man notices them. Directed by James Griffiths. The operator navigates into the shallow water, then hops out of the boat. The slender man looks confused.
Okay. Are we here?
Wearing chest waders, the bearded man walks into the water. He holds up a small dry erase board.
I've got you on now, Herb!
He takes out his earbuds.
Fancy a listen? First sign of madness.
The board reads, Welcome, Herb.
Very, very. Oh, you made it okay?
I can't hear you.
You got it okay?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Of course you did. No nasty, the dreaded in-flight meal.
Is there not like a harbour?
Is there not a harbour?
Yeah.
Well, no. It's sort of nature's harbour, really. It's,
okay.
I can kind of carry you through the shallows.
Can you maybe...
I'm Charles. Charles Heath.
Take a bag.
Of course. Thanks.
Herb gives Charles a bag.
Load me up. Load me up, Buttercup. There it is.
Quickly, please.
The old axe.
Can you take it, please?
Of course. Absolutely.
Yes, please. The axe.
Charles takes a guitar case.
Love that.
Okay.
Massive fan of your work, obviously.
So what
thanks
do I do?
For coming. Oh, I'll grab this.
Oh, no.
Charles grabs another bag, causing Herb to fall out of the skiff.
Right here. Whoa. I'm so sorry, Herb.
Can I get my bag?
Get everything, isn't it? Get everything. Keep it dry. Okay, we're good. Close.
We're good?
Well, close shave, I was going to say. Not we're good. Right, are you all right?
You're wet.
Oh, bugger me. It's because I was pissing about with the guitar. Oh, I'm so welcome to Wallace Island.
They walk to the shore.
You don't have a light, do you? You musicians.
A title appears. The Ballad of Wallace Island.
Well, this is the island. I shall show you around it as we go along, really.
Herb tries to turn on his phone, then pockets it.
We have actually met, Herb. You may not, Colchester Corn Exchange. The glamour. Stage door, 2008. My, Marie. A woman about yay high. And a man about, well, me, so... With her.
They walk up a dirt road.
Yeah, I meet a lot of people.
Of course you do. Popular man. Popular man.
How far is it?
Huh?
How far is it?
Oh, not too far.
Soaking wet, Herb carries his bag and guitar case.
Can they not send the car?
Charles turns to him.
They're Wallace Lodge, my hotel.
Wallace Lodge, my house.
Herb stares.
And your hotel, yes, exactly, this week. A hotel in all but name. And facilities.
Herb takes out his phone.
I need to call my people.
Oh. Love that. Calling his people.
Charles continues on. Herb scowls at his phone. He follows Charles to the large grey country home.
My humble abode.
Charles opens the double front doors, which feature stained glass windows. Herb takes off his shoes.
Oh, no, you don't need to take your shoes off, Herb.
Well, they're soaked.
Oh, yes, from the sea. Let's get you nice and crisp and dry. I've got a world-class bath, by the way. Yes. Lion's feet on it. Not real, of course, but next best thing.
In the cellar, Charles unlocks a thick metal door.
Gig-wise, it won't exactly be Glasto. Glastonbury.
That's fine. I much prefer, you know, intimate gigs.
Oh, God, yeah.
Charles pulls a suitcase from a small storage area, then turns to Herb.
How many?
People.
Yeah.
Well, less than 100.
Perfect.
Yeah.
In the kitchen, Charles makes tea.
Bloody good effort, this, Herb. Coming all the way out here without your roadies.
Just an acoustic set.
Yeah. Why waste the money? Quite right.
Well, no, I didn't.
Which brings me on to the thorny issue of payment.
Oh, yeah, we don't need to do that now.
He puts the suitcase on the table in front of Herb.
It's bloody unseemly, isn't it?
Charles opens it to reveal stacks of cash. Herb looks stunned.
Cash?
Yes. Now, what I thought I'd do is give you £50 now and the other £499,950 on completion of the gig, if my maths is correct.
Herb eyes the suitcase full of money.
Okay.
He shrugs, then pockets the £50.
A cool £500,000. Should keep you in guitar strings for a couple of years, you bloody mercenary.
Well, hang on, that's not
no,
the
I'm
reason
just...
that I'm doing the gig.
No. This is all jokes, I'm just joking. Jokes included. It's just, I'm not really used to having guests, so I'm just trying to get some atmos going. There's a case in point. I've made myself a tea and not you.
Yeah, could I get changed, please? Just, I'm drenched.
You are, Dame Judy.
Herb stares at him.
Dame Judy drenched.
Later, Herb's clothes hang on a drying rack by the fireplace. Charles stands in a hallway.
Not many musicians come to the island, Herb. For obvious reasons. I.e., it is admittedly remote.
He faces a closed door.
And there are no stadiums or stadia.
Herb takes a bath.
No boutique hotels. Well, no hotels. There's a sort of an unofficial campsite. You can't exactly expect Mick Hucknall to slum it under canvas.
Herb sets a partial bar of soap on the bathtub.
Kate Bush came to the island.
Charles lingers in the hall.
Herb. But I think that was more as a retreat rather than as part of a tour. She needed some peace and quiet. And that we can offer.
Herb slides under the water. Wearing a towel, he steps into the hall. Charles helps him into a robe.
Yes, that's the beauty of this island. The silence. And, of course, the beauty. It is a bloody beautiful island. You're in here.
He leads Herb into a bedroom.
OK, yes. Can you,
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, you've absolutely torn the arse off this, Herb. Seaman's down Sunday. Always a highlight.
Yeah, I'm just going to lay low until the gig.
Now, this tap doesn't work.
Water flows from a sink faucet.
Well, it does work.
Yes, it does work. It works, but it sort of works too well, if you know what I mean. That used to sort of drip, drip, and now that more gushes. Yes, sorry, again, if these are too baggy or daggy for you. On the plus side, I have here in my hand a Winona.
The what?
A Winona rider. Your rider.
Okay.
You are now the proud Winona of a rider. You've got yourself your favourite apples, Braben thereof, times three. wants to munch pickled onion. Don't go snogging the ladies. And, of course, some whiskey. And it has to be the Johnny Walker Blue Label. Just a few things that you've expressed a fondness for in...
interviews.
..in the past. And, of course, the Galliard Blonde.
Oh, yeah, I don't smoke anymore, do you?
No. Well, you waver.
Charles grins.
You waver, don't you?
You got rice?
Do you normally get rice?
For my phone.
Does your phone get rice? What?
It'll soak up the water from the sea.
Will it now?
Well, it can do, yeah.
OK. You're not just a pretty face, are you?
Charles?
Yours.
Can I get some rice? I need to make some calls.
Amazing sentence. Yes, you can. I'm going down to the shop in a second. I need to pick up a hog.
OK. A what?
The hog. Ich bin ordered ein Hog. Oink, oink.
OK.
OK. Well, shall I plod on, Macduff?
Yeah, can you just shut the door?
Absolutely.
Charles shuts the door, then steps back over to Herb.
I meant...
Charles glances at the door.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm so sorry, Herb. That's inexcusable. I'm sorry, Herb. That's crazy. All right. I'm not at the races.
Charles leaves, and Herb looks dumbfounded. He holds up a Maguire Mortimer sweatshirt from the clothing Charles left him. Grabbing a pair of pants, he scoffs. Later, Charles and Herb walk on a grassy path overlooking the coast.
So go on then, Herb. Out with it. What happened with you and Nell Mortimer?
Charles pretends to hold a mic up to Herb.
Yeah, I'm quite a private person, to be honest.
No, I know you are. But go on, what happened? Because some sources say that you dumped her, some sources say that she dumped you, so come on. Who dumped who?
No, it wasn't...
Whom dumped whom?
It was a mutual decision.
Some of the best are, some of the best are. And now we're sort of all good, huh? Amicable.
Herb wears the sweatshirt.
I'm sorry, I'm prying. It's just I love that. Would you call it an era? The early stuff, you and her. Some of my favourite stuff,
yeah,
I have to say.
I think my solo stuff's more varied, musically.
Charles scrunches his face.
The harmonies?
Frowning, Herb glances off.
And I'm very proud of my new album.
So. Which I cannot wait to listen to on the night. Not exclusively, as part of a balanced programme, of course.
Where is the shop?
The shop is down there.
Charles points into the distance. Later, he leads Herb toward a modest two-story home. Charles takes off his baseball cap and smooths his graying hair. As they enter the small shop, Herb ducks under the low doorway.
Yes, a bit of a Aladdin's cave fishing net.
Charles takes containers of new tennis balls to the counter. Wearing his sunglasses, Herb glances at the various items on shelves. The brunette shopkeeper comes downstairs.
Oh, sorry about that.
New balls, please.
You must be hungry.
No, but not to eat the...
No, I meant...
She puts a large cut of pork on the counter.
Okay, there she is. Oink.
Will you be needing the barrow?
Oh, God, yeah.
Sorry, do you sell rice?
We've got pasta.
No, it has to be rice.
It has to be rice, apparently.
What are you making?
No, it's for my phone. It got wet.
Right.
She shares a look with Charles.
Oh, I still don't understand. Sorry.
Welcome to my world.
Well, there's a payphone outside.
Great.
Herb leaves.
He's a musician.
Oh.
Oh, you've got rice pudding, though.
Yes.
Outside, Herb stands in the phone booth. He knocks on the glass and looks at Charles.
I need some more money for the phone. Some change.
You just get me some change.
Sorry.
I'm about to run out.
That's a 50.
Herb shuts the door.
Oh, hi. Can you put me through to Zeb Lehman, please?
Charles takes off his hat.
Herb Maguire.
He enters the shop.
I don't want tickets for Herb Maguire. I am Herb Maguire. Saying my own name isn't name-dropping.
Charles returns.
Well, OK, when will you be free? Can you find out? Hang on.
He presents Herb with a shopping bag full of coins.
Did you change the whole thing?
Yeah.
Herb scowls, then grabs a handful of change.
Okay, well, just go in the meeting. Can you shut the door? No, not you. Sorry. Can you shut the door? Thank you. No, not you.
Charles closes the door, but it swings back open.
You shut. What kind of meeting is it?
Herb slams it shut. Later, they walk on the path.
I'm calling back in the morning.
Yes, exactly. Stretch the old leagues. See if you can't breathe some life into the old iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, rice pudding definitely won't work.
Well, not with that attitude. No, it won't.
Charles sets down a wheelbarrow.
The scene of the crime, the venue.
He looks down at the beach.
Where?
It's down yar.
Herb gazes out.
It's not finished yet, of course. We still need to roll out the barrel, but that is the... It's not ready yet, Herb. It's not finished yet.
They stand on a beach covered in round stones.
This isn't where the gig is.
Well, you're half right. It is where the gig is.
Charles stands near a few wooden pallets.
Where will the audience be?
Oh, no, you just concentrate on what you do best, playing your wonderful music. And I'll concentrate on what I do best, sort of sitting on a pallet.
But, I mean, there's no... How do you ticket this?
Don't worry about that.
Herb gestures to the beach.
You said there'd be 100.
No. No.
Well, yeah,
no,
you did.
Fair's fair. No, I did not say there'd be 100.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I said there'd be less than 100.
Taking off his sunglasses, he glowers at Charles.
How many less than 100?
Well, just as in...
As in?
Charles looks away as he gestures.
Is it just you?
Yeah.
He nods at Herb, who marches away.
Right.
Are we wandering back up, are we? Are we wandering...
Charles hurries after him.
Now, set list-wise, of course, absolute more, up to you. But I do have a few faves I wouldn't mind seeing scuttling around, and he who pays the piper must have some control over what the piper pipes.
What do you do? You're a banker? Or oil? It's oil, isn't it?
I'm retired.
Because I'm not playing a private gig for some oil tycoon or whatever.
Where's oil come from?
I'm anti-corporate, famously.
I'm anti-corporate. Believe me, I hate bloody, I can't think of one, but...
Because, you know...
IKEA, bad example.
I thought it was a group of fans all clubbing together.
No, one fan, clubbing alone.
Right, so I need to know what you do.
You have every right to know what I do.
Thank you.
Right. I did. Was a male nurse. Nurse.
Eyeing him, Herb furrows his brow.
So where's the money come from?
In Charles's house, Herb stares at a framed lottery ticket hanging on the wall.
He won.
Indeed we did, yes. We bloody won the thing. Yep. And it changed everything.
Well, yeah.
Of course it did, yeah. The world was our oyster. We got to travel the globe. We did Asia. That's what they say, isn't it? It did.
Who?
Well, the Globetrotters. No,
I mean, who's we?
Palin, Alan Wicker. We did China. We did Malaysia. Kathmandu was very much a case of Kathmandu. Italy. Antigua, Tokyo. It's not the route, of course. That's just some of the places we visited, really. And then one day, of course, it had run out. And there we were, hungover and suntanned, with precisely 2/3 of diddly squat to
magnets from all over the world cover a fridge. Herb looks confused.
Okay, so, sorry, I don't understand. How come you're a millionaire now?
Charles goes to another framed ticket.
So, played it again. And won it again. And decided to save it. Wasn't much interested in travelling anymore. Not on the Todd, anyway. After Marie,
Oh, you won the lottery twice.
Did indeed. Bought this place. Just me, my money, and your beautiful music.
Herb looks up numbers on the mantelpiece.
7, 11, 18, 27, 45, and 48. The significance being, those were the winning numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Charles mimes spreading cash into the air.
£2 well spent.
Later, Herb stands in an open doorway, gazing at a pack of cigarettes in his hands. Using a film camera, Charles takes a photo of him.
The great Herb Maguire. 1981 to... Well, who knows? TBC.
Or, put it another way, Chris Pinner. For the first 20 years of your life, Chris Pinner. No?
Not really.
Don't like it?
No.
No. All right. Well, I shall avoid calling you the C word. As in Chris. Well, as in either. Cheese. That's lovely, that.
Sorry, can you delete those, please?
I mean, it'll just be for my annals.
What?
Well, this will just be for, well, for me.
In the dining room, Charles turns up his stereo.
Goes right through you, doesn't it? That's the phrase I'm after. When was the last time you collaborated with Nell, or, you know, played together?
I don't know, man. Like 10 years ago, Sunday Best Radio 6 did a thing on us.
Yes, with Gideon Kerr.
Yeah.
Well, listen here, Herb. Just in terms of the Pluffmans, dig in, you know, the Ploughmans.
Yeah, I can't eat four types of cheese directly before bed.
Quattro formaggio.
It's late, man. I think I'm going to hit the hay.
Charles pops open a bottle of champagne.
I've opened the Jeroboam now.
Herb shrugs.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And just Nell-wise, just broken record-wise, I mean, you'd be okay if...
Can you just stop prying? Okay?
I know. Pry water. Yeah. I will. It's just because...
Listen, it's water under the bridge, okay?
Okay.
Smiling, Charles nods.
Perfect.
Nighttime. In his bedroom, Herb lights a cigarette and opens his window. He looks down to find Charles sitting next to a fire pit. Gazing up at Herb, Charles mimes smoking a cigarette. He raises his champagne glass. Daytime. Herb uses the phone booth.
He's everywhere. It's like he's man-marking me.
No, there's no party. No. I'm literally playing to one guy.
Of course I'll do it. I mean, it's paying for the album. You know, take the money, do the gig, take out a restraining order. I'm serious, Seb. This is misery. I'm going to wake up with no ankles.
No, he's fine. Honestly, he's quiet. He's sort of sweet, in a way. I mean, he's a sap, obviously, but he's... I feel kind of badly for the guy. Oh, hang on.
Oh, yeah, send me the latest artwork, and I'll try and get online, and,
Oh, my God, this is unbelievable. Here he is. He's crazy, man. Yeah, he's literally just come waddling past.
He notices Charles holding the whiteboard.
I've got to go. Hang on.
Charles! Is Nell coming?
Ha! Herb, hello!
Did you...
Good phone call? Decent?
Did you invite Nell?
But she's,
Oh.
Charles points at two people walking up the beach.
Oh, shit.
In a good way, or...?
Herb frowns.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did try to last night.
But before that?
Because your trousers were all
before
wet.
Before I got here, I mean...
She confirmed late. It's okay, is
what?
It?
No, what?
No.
Charles shows the whiteboard.
With Nell and... You and Nell and Michael.
Who's Michael?
The husband.
Herb lifts his brow.
You were saying water under the bridge. You did say...
Yeah, as in... It was a long time ago, not as in...
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's a long time ago.
It's not okay.
I know. Is it not?
No.
Not really. I need to,
Charles holds up the whiteboard, which reads, Welcome, Nell and Michael.
Hey, hey, the welcoming party.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Herb.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks,
but no thanks, Peter.
That
was a bit of a bumpy ride.
Nell trips and Herb helps her.
Oh, dear. Careful now. Careful on the shingles. Maguire Mortimer. Mortimer Maguire.
Straub Hodder is the married name.
Oh.
It's not Mortimer anymore.
Love that.
Herb.
Yeah.
It's great to finally meet you, bud. Come
Michael
on.
Michael hugs Herb.
Yeah. You're Michael.
Last time I checked.
Nell smiles and lifts her brow.
Okay.
Well, there we are.
Yeah.
Shall we,
Yep.
They walk up the road.
Shearwaters? Do you get any Shearwaters here?
Shearwaters? Again, Mike, I'm not exactly bird-wise. I mean, gulls we have. Seagulls.
What about auks? Do you get any auks here?
Auks don't exist, do they? As in, you're talking like the sort of green trolls?
Herb walks with Nell.
No. I mean, like,
He wants to play the old stuff. Charles.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to say, you know, no.
Okay.
She wears a puzzled expression.
Whether that some of that's off limits, you know. I don't know how you. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I figured he'd want the back catalogue. I mean, it's his party. What's your problem?
I haven't got a problem. I'm just. It's. Which, I mean, that stuff is just from another time, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's why it's fine, isn't it?
Okay, or that's why it's not fine, you know?
They stop walking.
You knew I was coming, right?
Yeah. Yeah, why?
Well, what did you think you'd be playing? If it was with me, you must have thought it would be our stuff.
I know that, yeah. I did.
Okay.
No, it's fine, forget it. It's not a big deal, I'm just saying...
I'm excited.
Yeah, I am.
You know, you and me playing again.
Yeah, yeah.
At his house, Charles opens the door.
Right. Here we are then, kids.
Shoes off?
Shoes on. Very much on.
Oh, my God. I am literally in love with your glazing, man.
Well, thank you.
We've got you some...
Oh.
Oh, no. It's just...
Oh, you shouldn't have. What is it?
It's just a little something to say thank you for having us.
What's this? Chutney?
Yeah.
Houston, we have chutney. And it's not a problem. Nell's chutney.
It's just a hobby, really.
Hobby? She has her own stall at the Portland Farmers Market.
Wowee, straight out of Portland. The Windy City.
No,
that
is...
No, that's Chicago.
We are Rose City.
Rose City Limits.
Yes, sir.
Road 66.
Interstate 5.
That's
the I-5.
Don't leave me hanging. Absolutely love that. Love having you here.
Love being here.
Fantastic.
Annoyed, Herb walks out. Sitting alone, he smokes a cigarette and gazes at the sea. The shopping bag of coins sits beside him. At night in the dining room, Herb sits with Charles, Nell, and Michael.
No. I mean, it was fun. I mean, you know, annoying, obviously.
Yeah.
Having to relearn all the songs, but...
Bloody fantastic.
Yeah. I quite enjoyed it, playing music again.
No offense, Herb. I didn't really listen to you guys, like, back in the day.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
I mean, I knew who she was when we met. But, yeah, I've heard the songs a lot these last few weeks. And, yeah, some of them just really get in there. So, so kudos to you, Dose.
Yeah, I mean, my music's quite different now.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, because you've heard... heard some of the... collaborations.
Yeah, the collabs. Like the... what's the... That... Work That Body?
Work The Body.
That's the... Yeah, that's...
Well, it is what it is.
Charles nods. Herb glances around the group.
Yeah, I mean, that one is a bit more commercial, I guess.
Commercial, is that a genre? Mm.
It's a dance... Big beat, kind of more mainstream.
Pop.
Goes the weasel.
It's the commercials. It's the catch-all term for a whole range of it's not, I'm not commercial.
Of course. You're just getting paid 300 grand just to a private gig, so.
Herb glances at Charles, who shushes him.
What was that?
Now, I'm gonna help you to some filth.
No, I'm
Did you just tell him to shut up?
Is it a case of let's get ready to crumble?
Is he getting paid more than me?
Charles steps away.
Are you getting paid more than me?
I don't know what this guy's doing.
How much are you getting?
I'm happy to just split the lot.
No, I'm interested in how much more important a part of Maguire Mortimer you are.
500. His people wanted 500.
Right, see, it wasn't me. I didn't negotiate.
It was the people.
Oh, for God, you don't have a manager anymore, yeah? It's different for you. You know, you're not an artist now.
I'm not an artist.
As in, I'm still making albums. You know, you quit, and I wrote the songs.
No, you didn't, not all of them.
Oh, come on, I wrote, like, you know, the...
Good ones.
The majority, I was going to say. Not, like, 90%.
I didn't quit. You made a solo album.
OK, and you didn't. So what do you... This is bullshit. No, I don't need it. Please just stop playing our music, like, all the time.
I will second that.
And you can shut up as well.
Whoa!
Really?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to bed.
OK, so, Herb, should we just clean up after you, then?
He grabs his plate.
No, Herb, you don't need to.
Well, no, I'm going
to... You don't need to, Herb. Honestly, not in the waste paper basket, man.
Herb storms out. In his bedroom, the sink faucet continues to run. Herb grabs his toiletry bag and tosses it into his duffel bag. He packs his clothing. A shirt gets stuck on a hanger and he yanks it off. He packs his guitar into its case. Going down the stairs, Charles glances back at Herb's room. He continues down. A bowl of dessert with a crumbly topping sits in front of Herb's closed door. In the morning, Herb turns on his bedroom light. Carrying his bags, he steps into the hallway. He slips on the dessert bowl and falls down. Oh, oh. Charles approaches.
Hello. Oh. Hello, hello. Oh, my God, Herb. What the bloody hell has happened here?
I'm fine.
You fell?
I know, that.
Again? What are we going to do with you?
Yeah. You left crumble outside my door.
No, that was meant as food.
Yeah, I get that.
Not as a hazard.
Are you leaving?
No.
Yeah, look, this is bullshit, OK? I don't need this.
Oh, come on, dude, you can't leave.
No, you can't leave. You're not
I'm
leaving.
I'm not playing the old songs like some tribute band.
Tribute to yourself band, though.
That's not what I'm about.
Well, thanks for discussing it with me first.
Nell folds her arms.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to be here, OK? I lied about that. I wouldn't have agreed to it if I'd known.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
She goes to her room.
Baby, hang on.
Herb, you can't go.
Yeah, sue me, whatever.
No, as in, there isn't a boat for hours.
Herb stops on the staircase.
What time is the boat?
Downstairs, he flips through a schedule.
There's nothing you can say, Charles.
Well, hang on a minute. Please don't go.
You already said that.
Please don't go.
I mean, I can't read the guy's handwriting.
He can't read his handwriting. Peter, absolute disgrace. Look at this timetable. Absolute car crash.
Charles takes the schedule and examines it. He flips through pages. Herb looks frustrated.
Sold out. 11:30, look. Yes, 11:30.
That's a 9, isn't it?
That's a 5, but that's 11:30. He collects the post at 11, then have a cup of tea, use the WC, and then he sets sail. I mean, obviously none of that's written here, but that is how he does it. It's 11:30.
Charles shrugs. Furrowing his brow, Herb points at the page.
Sometimes. He's written sometimes.
Sometimes. This sometimes goes at 11:30.
Sitting by the beach, Herb wears his sunglasses as he smokes a cigarette. He watches Peter and others by the skiff, then checks his watch. The shopkeeper approaches with a bag of rice.
I ordered it in.
Oh, yeah, I didn't ask you to do that.
Oh, no, I know, but, do you want it?
I mean, not now, no.
Oh, I did order it in especially.
He opens his bag of coins.
Okay, sure, I'll take it.
Great.
Just, help yourself to whatever it costs, okay?
Hey, Herb! Hiya!
Oh, hi, Michael.
Okay, thank you.
Nice.
The shopkeeper heads off as Michael joins Herb.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Michael holds binoculars.
See anything?
Well, not really. Thanks for asking. Some gulls, some wood pigeons. Listen, I'm sorry about last night. I was messing around.
That's not why I'm... That's fine. Honestly, I don't care about that.
Sure, I'm just saying.
Michael glances off.
Listen,
He tenses his brow.
Here's the thing. And it's a bit, we need the money. Me and Nell.
Herb looks at him.
So if you're going, there's no gig. Nell's never gonna ask you herself. She's a bit proud, as you well know.
Nodding, Herb exhales smoke.
So there it is. Would mean a lot.
He stares off as Michael lingers.
But you know, it's your call.
Michael walks away. Herb glances toward Peter and the others by the skiff, then frowns and smokes his cigarette. In Charles's kitchen, Nell holds a mug. Herb puts his cell phone into the bag of rice. Charles grins.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Fantastic.
I love it. I am the happiest man in the world. Gotta be. One of them. And if there's anything you need, just in terms of, you know, anything really, flannels, a green room, or...
Yeah, I'm probably just somewhere to rehearse.
Yeah, rehearsal space.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Hose down the old classics.
Charles points to himself.
Happy man. Happy man, Herb. Follow me. Hi-ho.
They follow Charles.
Right. The conservatory slash rehearsal space. Foliage galore. Don't worry about that side of things.
Oh, wow.
Yes, indeed. Okay. I did try soundproofing it, but I'm not sure I've slathered myself in glory, I must say.
It's pretty hot, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah, no, it's unbearably hot. Yeah. And then when the sun goes, it's too cold. So it's a country of contrasts.
Is this my guitar?
No. No, got that at auction. It's the one you recorded way back when on.
Yeah, that's
what. Oh, wow, you are a fan.
I am.
Herb grabs the guitar.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Herb, if you do get a second, I wouldn't mind getting your paw print on that, please.
Have you got anything of mine?
Sorry, what?
Do you have anything of mine?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it creepy?
It's hair, yeah.
Hair.
It's a lock of your hair, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Whose hair are they selling you?
Your hair. Is it? No? Is it not yours?
No.
Ah.
Nope. You've been scammed there, Charlie. I've never auctioned off any of my hair.
Miss old hair.
Yeah, I can hack some off before I go, if you want.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
No.
Joking.
Yeah.
They both stare at Charles.
Right, well, what'll it be then? Shall I pull up a pew or is it make myself scarce? We're in scarce territory. Okay.
Charles lingers outside the conservatory windows. Herb plays his old guitar.
Okay, it's not. Just give me a second.
Nell watches him.
Sounds weird.
Yeah, okay, it's just the acoustics in here, okay?
We don't need to do that one if you can't play it.
I can, of course, I can play it. I've played it before.
Right. Chill, Jesus.
Yeah, just give me some space, okay? This isn't. Give me a second. Look, I'm sorry about being a prick last night. Okay?
You can't help it.
Thanks. And so you know, the solo album.
Oh, God.
I didn't.
You really
plan
don't have
to like,
no,
go it alone.
We really don't have to talk about it.
Well, okay, but you clearly.
I clearly don't. I really, really clearly don't.
It wasn't deliberate, okay? It was.
What, you made a solo album by accident?
No, it was the way it happened. I didn't think about it. It just happened.
Nell spots Michael.
It wasn't to do with what was going on between me.
Hey!
He looks in.
Hey.
You all right?
Yeah, just not seen anything.
Oh, sorry, babe.
Yeah. The shopkeeper says there's this guy who does tours on the north side of the island. It's where the puffins nest.
So what, are you going on tour?
I mean, it's your call, but we can discuss later if... sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, or, yeah.
No. There's loads that Herb can do without me. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nell leaves with Michael. Frustrated, Herb nods to himself. He focuses on his guitar.
Hot summer night, my head's been set alight.
Later, Charles, Michael, and Nell stand by an island tour's vehicle.
You're gonna miss Seaman's Day, Michael. Big call.
I'll be back in time for the gig, though.
Nell kisses Michael.
I hope you're not huffing and puffing for nothing. By which I mean, I hope you see a puffin.
I love this guy. Love him, baby.
Nell waves as the vehicle pulls away. Michael leans out the window and waves back.
See you Tuesday.
Tatty bye. Oh, house is this way, Nell.
I know, I just want one thing.
Is it?
Nell enters the shop. Following, Charles takes off his hat and smooths his graying hair.
Sorry, what were they called?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Right. And they're a sort of cup.
Well, no, they're a sort of, like, peanut butter in a kind of
parcel, is it?
I don't know.
Marcus! Sorry about this.
Oh, hello.
Can you see if the peanut butter's been delivered, please?
The teenager walks back upstairs.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, yes. Very nice stationery.
Thank you. Well, I noticed lots of people come in to write, so... Help the writers.
Long live the scribes. Nell here is, of course, a writer extraordinaire.
Was. And even then, not really.
Yes, really. Slip Away, one of yours?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like that one, do you?
Yes, it's an absolute banger, thank you.
Marcus returns with a jar.
Cute. We have this.
As Nell eyes the peanut butter, the shopkeeper grabs a mug.
You could maybe put it in a cup?
Yeah.
Nell eats peanut butter as she and Charles sit by the beach.
So what's the vibe?
Huh?
The shopkeeper.
Oh, Amanda. She's, lives with the lad and mother, I think, somewhere.
You quite like her, though?
He lifts his brow.
So get her number.
I don't think we're quite there, numbers-wise.
What do you mean?
There. We're not there, numbers-wise. Also, I'd have to march up right outside her shop and use her phone box. It's not a great look, is it?
That's true. Oh, invite her to the gig.
No.
Why?
Not happening.
Why not?
Because, no. That's my worst thing about gigs, is other people. Pushing, singing along.
She's one person, Charlie.
I know she's one person.
She's not going to start a mosh pit, is she?
Charles smiles hesitantly, then scrunches his face and gazes out at the sea.
What's a mosh pit?
In the conservatory, Herb plays piano. He shifts on the bench, which remains propped open. Herb opens the piano bench lid, removes papers from the compartment, and sets them on a side table. He shuts the bench and looks through the papers. In the kitchen, Nell writes at the table.
Ah. Genius at work.
Charles sits across from her.
Did someone order a Nell Mortimer solo album?
I don't think they did.
I would be at the front of the queue in HMV, believe me. Get the old elbows out.
Charles smiles and chops a vegetable.
Oh, herbivore.
Herb holds the stack of papers from the bench.
Why are you so cheerful?
Have a look at that.
Nell regards a magazine cover featuring them.
Oh, wow.
Yep. There's a lot of them.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
She holds a flyer.
Oh, we look about 12.
I mean, look at that hair.
Yeah, it's not great.
Awful.
Not good hair.
She looks at magazine photos.
Remember that day?
Yeah.
I just remember being cold.
It's a swimming pool.
Annoyed all day.
Yeah, that rings a bell.
She flips through concert tickets.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Tickets from our Roundhouse gig in 09.
Oh, yes, please. We were there.
Well, yeah, you've got tickets.
Yes, I know. That's how we got them. Fantastic. That gig.
Had the world at our feet, Charles.
Nell and Herb share a somber look.
Now, if no one objects, I thought I might make a curry. A good old Dr. Curled Shipman at your servissimo. With, of course, the Condoleezza rice. Okay.
As Charles pours the bag of rice into boiling water, Herb's phone drops in.
What?
I think we might be back to square one, Herb.
Well, get it out. Get it out.
Oh, right, okay.
Quickly, you're boiling my phone.
At night, they sit at the dining table.
Okay. Morning Haze,
no.
As an album.
So what listen, I'm saying please, is that listen, that was the was, first time you can, that you could see where we were going.
No,
like the first
no,
like when we I stopped trying to do like rock or
rock.
Yeah.
Did you just say rock?
Yeah, rock.
When were we ever trying to do rock?
You,
what are you talking about?
You I remember you rock. Told Rich Hamner that you wanted about? Give Your Love to sound like the Libertines.
I come on. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
It's cool. It wasn't what we were doing. It had nothing to do with the music.
I've got to say, this is brilliant. I'm loving this. I am absolutely loving this. Just Maguire Mortimer, just exchanging anecdotes. Why not? I feel like David Letterman, I really do. With a chicken jacuzzi.
Herb looks thoughtful.
Herb? Herb? Herb?
He leaves the room.
He's an enigma.
He's gone to get his guitar.
Oh, has he? Mm. Has he?
Mm.
Ah.
Charles looks excited.
Oh, the Wanderer returns.
Holding his guitar, Herb sits beside Nell.
Oh.
You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to prove a point now.
Raise your rock.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Herb and Nell share a look as he plays.
If you need some affection and you're feeling all alone, reach on through your reflection, pick up the phone.
Charles watches them with an emotional expression.
And you can't stay if you're staying. Well, I don't need to know. We'll just keep the music playing.
Will smiles fondly.
And let the evening flow
till we know.
Till it shows us where it wants to go. Oh, give me your love, give me your love to me. Give me your love, give me your love to me. Charles, honey, give me your love, give me your love to me. The love I need.
Charles holds back tears.
Oh, yes, indeed.
His eyes shift around. Looking over at them, he shakes his head and shrugs. Herb and Nell smile at each other.
It's not rock.
No. I'm not going to play it like that.
Wowzers. I mean, wowzers in your trousers. That's, I mean, oh, my goodness gracious me. That's something else. That's something. Everything's there, and that's somewhere else. Just believe me. That's, I'm speechless.
Well, you're not.
Well, I am. I mean, I've never, you know, that's, yeah. I've seen a thing or two, believe me. Keep your Niagara Falls, keep your Hadrian's Wall, keep the lot, keep Alton Towers. That's beautiful. That's what it's about. You two. The bees, bollocks, basically. Fantastic.
Nell glances between them.
Bring it on. Go to bed.
Turn in.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%. Leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
Salute, yes, mm-hmm. Big day tomorrow. Seaman's Day, lest we forget.
Yeah.
Come on.
Charles indicates Nell.
And everything.
He motions to Herb, who nods.
Wonderful, that.
Herb looks down. Gentle waves wash onto the pebble beach. Roughly a foot tall, stacks of balanced stones stand throughout the area. Charles sets a pebble atop one of the stacks. He puts his hands in his pockets and admires his work. In the conservatory, Nell plays piano. Soft sunlight shines in through the glass walls. She grabs her notebook and writes. Herb enters with tea.
Hey.
She puts her notebook down.
Okay.
Thanks.
He sits with his guitar.
Setlist-wise,
I think we shouldn't do Our Love. Really.
All right.
It just feels kind of...
She looks at her phone.
Like it wouldn't work live, I think. Maybe do it inside a whale or something?
Uh-huh.
You're not online, are you?
Yeah, sort of. It's not great, 4G, but, yeah.
They look at an image.
Can I borrow your phone, just quickly?
Yeah. Is this the album cover?
It's only a mock-up.
Cash floats around her.
Right. Feet.
Yeah, like,
he sits on a red chair.
Like, featuring.
Oh. Yeah.
She lifts her brow.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I make chutney now, so... You know, who cares what I think?
Well, I do.
Nell stares at the gaudy image.
Come on, please.
Would you want me to say that I like it, or do you want me to be honest?
Herb glances at her.
Okay.
She zooms in on his face.
Right.
Charles enters behind
them.
You mean
whitened your teeth? Yeah.
See? Oh, my God.
Wow. Wait, do they look like in real life?
No, it's not me. It's
knock, knock.
Oh,
sorry to interrupt. Just to say, Nell, we are an hour away from low tide.
Oh.
And, Herb.
Mm. Charles holds tennis rackets.
I found another one.
On a grass tennis court.
All right.
Herb wears short shorts with a jacket and a matching headband. Charles serves the ball past him.
15, love. No, just the sheer connection between the two of you. It's incredible, Herb.
Herb gets ready. Charles hits another hard serve past him. The balls fly into a dense tree line.
Oh, 30, love. You can't fake that, Herb. You cannot fake it.
Charles serves again.
40, love.
Ridiculous.
And I'm not just talking musically, Herb. I'm talking chemistrically. The two of you, you're just so good together. Just two people in perfect harmony. Literally. And I know, of course, you are now the great Herb Maguire, the solo artist, and I'm all for that. Fair play to you. But I must say, just from a neutral's perspective, just seeing the two of you, you just think, why are they not still together?
Herb furrows his brow.
Oh, that wasn't ready.
And that's 1-0. And that's game, Charles. We change ends. We go again.
Fantastic, that.
It was a hell of a serve you got, didn't you?
Oh, well, I've no one to play with. So, basically, the only thing I can practice is the old serve. The dreaded serve!
He practices his swing.
It's a bit of a weapon.
Yeah, you're a bit of a weapon.
Pardon me?
OK. Huh? Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Form ready.
Herb serves and Charles hits it into the trees.
Ah! You see, this is the issue. I've not returned a serve for 6 years.
At the shop, Charles buys more tennis balls.
Ooh. New balls, please.
Right you are.
And also, of course, lest we forget, a very happy Seaman's Day to you.
Happy Seaman's Day to you.
Thank you.
I thought you were leaving.
No.
Yeah, I was, but I mean, I didn't.
Where do you play?
Pardon me?
Tennis.
Oh, just at home. Just rubbish.
He's got a court.
Really?
Did you not? You two should play sometime.
Oh, do I have to come dressed like this?
Exactly. The 1970s court, they won't be on board back.
I don't know why you're laughing, mate. They're your clothes.
They are my clothes, yeah, they are.
Charles glances around awkwardly.
Do you have calippos?
Oh, no.
Sorry, what was that?
I did say it was a long shot.
Calippos, they're like round lollies.
Well, they're not round, they're cylindrical. They're sort of yay wide and yay sort of long.
I've got chalk ices.
Perfect.
Different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right this way.
Ah, of course. The old chest freezer. There they are.
Herb locks eyes with Charles and nods toward Amanda.
I'm on a slightly different note, Amanda. Do you like music?
Sorry?
Do you like music, sort of singing and dancing?
Well, not dancing.
No, but sort of singing and playing music, like music.
Suppose it depends on what it is, really.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Well, of course it does. Well, specifically, Maguire Mortimer.
Oh,
Herb Maguire?
No, I... Who is that?
Who's that? Only the best-selling UK folk rock artist of 2014. And also, the man stood right before us. There he is, the man, the myth.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
What do you say your name was?
It doesn't matter.
Herb Maguire.
Think.
Raspberry Fair? No? Inside a Whale? No? Our Love?
Well, don't just name the old stuff. It's, Work the Body is more recent, featuring Little Peas. Or Step on It, featuring Baby Gal.
Raspberry Fair. I couldn't say hi, because I was coconut shy. Hi.
Oh, I mainly listen to ABBA.
Eating the frozen treats, Charles and Herb walk on the beach.
What are you doing on Tuesday night? That's what you should have said.
Come on.
Not do you like music.
Deary me, we can't all be Lotharios, thank you very much.
What?
We can't all be Lothario.
I'm not a Lothario, mate.
I'm not saying you are a Lothario.
It sounds like you are.
I'm saying I'm not a Lothario.
Yeah, evidently.
It's been a long while. 5 years, if you're asking.
Uh-huh. Well, she likes tennis, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Ask around to play.
Ask around to play? You're joking. I'm not nine. Well, I'm not, am I? Ask around to play. My goodness, very sexy, I don't think.
Alone, Nell swims in the calm ocean. Sitting on the beach, she opens an insulated bottle. She sips from the lid and gazes at the sea. In the bathroom, Herb dries himself off. Nell opens the door.
Oh, shit! Sorry.
No, it's nothing.
She spots
for.
A tattoo on his back.
Yeah, there is. You got a tattoo?
I've got four.
Nell smirks.
Cool.
What? Get out, you pervert.
Really? Go on.
Charles writes at his desk. Nell comes downstairs wearing a dress and tiny rhinestones above her eyebrows.
What are you doing?
Oh, no, nothing. Just, it's just an invitation to the gig from Amanda. Pop it round.
Okay, good.
Okay, come on in.
Herb joins them.
What's the plan?
Ah, yes. It is a simple case of jacket potato, baked beans, flip open the lids on a couple of home brews, and lay waste to some red Leicester.
Okay, but I mean for Seamer's Day.
As in, I mean, what do you mean?
I mean, you've mentioned it several times.
Seaman's Day, I mean, it's just a Seaman's Day. I mean, it's not, you know...
But what, so is there any activity, like, pinned to it?
Pinned?
Well, is there anything to do on because it's Seaman's Day? Or
well, I mean, easiest way to explain is it's Seaman's Day, so it's just, you know, Seaman's Day, so that's just the day of Seaman's Day. I mean, no-one really does anything for it.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we are.
Can we?
They walk down the grassy path to the beach.
This stuff here is gauze, and this stuff here, be careful.
He means he's trying to say gauze.
He's not trying to say gauze.
They play cricket on the beach. Herb throws a ball to Nell, who swings and misses.
I could do better.
What a terrible delivery.
I can and I will.
Charles throws the ball to Herb, who hits it with a stick. He throws up his arms as he runs.
That's a home run.
Long sport, mate.
Later, they eat around a small campfire. Herb reaches for Nell's plate.
Having that tomato.
No,
I am.
No,
I'm having it.
You're dirty.
You're going to squash it.
You're going to squash
it. Children, children. Maguire Mortimer. We're in. Yep. And plop.
They gaze at the sunset.
There she goes. To paraphrase the Beatles, there goes the sun. Fan of the Beatles, Herb?
Can we just...
Oh, I bet you are.
Watch the sunset.
I bet you bloody are.
Yes, I like the Beatles. Let's watch the sunset, OK?
We were lucky enough once to see the bootleg Beatles.
Brilliant.
You seen them, Herb? Something else. Tight as a drum.
OK.
Hit after hit.
Can we just please...
Can we just please appreciate this damn sunset?
Charles turns to them.
Shall we,
okay, yeah, let's pack up.
No, wait. I've got a thing.
Oh.
Just sit down.
Oh, rest the legs.
So, I brought these to do with Michael, but he's off perving over puffins or whatever.
There you go. Thank you.
You and pens.
Okay. Write on the lanterns.
Write on the lanterns.
We're writing
wishes. People, names, thoughts, prayers. I mean, mainly wishes.
Okay.
Primarily wishes.
Primarily wishes and privately.
Okay.
I've got all my wishes right here. Sat on a pebbled beach with Maguire Mortimer. No further questions, Jeannie. F off.
Charles and Nell write on the white lanterns with markers. Herb looks over Nell's shoulder and she turns to him.
Oh.
Have you got writer's block? Do you want me to write the last 10%? Is that...
No, I'm doing it. Thank you, I'm doing it.
Very funny.
As they continue writing, Nell looks at Charles.
I think I know whose name you're writing. Amanda?
Charles flashes a faint smile, then glances off somberly. They hold up the lanterns, now lit.
3, 2, 1. I think we know where it's going to go, though.
Who's up? 3, 2, 1.
Go!
Yes!
A wide view shows the three lanterns rising into the night sky as they watch from the pebble beach. The campfire flickers behind them. Herb looks at Nell and she leans her head on his shoulder. They stand with their arms around each other.
Look at my one go.
Well, look at my one go, by that rationale. Oh, dearie me.
Wearing a headlamp, Charles leads them through the darkness. They step over stones.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold.
Can we just speed up?
We can't speed up. We'll speed down a minute.
I'm running.
What are you doing? No.
Herb,
man! You're reckless.
As they arrive at the house, Charles's lamp shines through the front door windows.
Okay, we're in.
Access all areas. Woo. Fantastic.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my
okay, God. Okay, it's all right. I'm fine.
We're in. Lovely. Right. To bed for okay. I think.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Pint of water.
Yeah.
Quick whittle. And then climb the wooden hill to dear old bed.
As Charles heads off, Herb turns to Nell.
Oh, what a seaman's day.
You tired?
No.
In the conservatory.
Are you counting?
I was trying to. Hang on, but there are 64. I can't do that. I give up.
That's a lot of omelettes.
That's too many eggs. It's not one chicken that's producing them.
But wait, I thought you didn't want to do that one.
Well, I mean, you requested it.
Herb plays as she sits nearby.
Sometimes when you sleep, you look like you're on the bottom of the sea.
They gaze at each other.
Sometimes when you smile, I can see how you would have looked as a child. When your eyes are gold, it seems impossible to think we could ever grow old. When your eyes are bright, it seems impossible to think you're not creating a life. Our love, can you hear me? Will you break my heart, break my fall?
Herb smiles at Nell. He looks down wistfully.
What?
They gaze at each other.
We should talk. Yeah. You and me, we should talk. We should do, like, you know, back in the day, small venues. It's still... I mean, you feel that, right?
Nell looks hesitant.
You're right.
About what?
It's bullshit. The stuff I'm doing now is bullshit. Different. You and me was different. It was the real deal.
As he stares at her, Nell glances down in thought.
You know what I wrote on my lantern, right? And I know what you wrote on yours.
What?
Tell me.
She shakes her head.
It's none of your business.
Be honest. Just tell me.
It wasn't about you.
Come on, it was. I know you. I know you're not happy.
No, you don't.
Making chutney with that cheese ball.
Don't talk about him like that. You don't know him.
I know that you miss this, us.
I'm not having this conversation.
Well, you couldn't sing those songs. Not like that.
They're just songs, huh?
There are songs.
Frowning, Nell stares at him.
Tell me I'm wrong, then.
I missed our music, not us.
It's the same thing. It has to be. That's all there is.
She looks away.
I still love you now.
Oh, I shouldn't have come.
You knew what would happen.
I didn't. I just...
Of course you
no,
did.
I didn't. I just... I'm all over the place at the moment and... pregnant.
Herb wears a stunned expression.
So I'm not getting into your bullshit, Herb, again. I'm just not. And you don't love me, okay? You love the past. And it was great. It was, but it's gone now.
She regards him sadly.
It's time to grow up, Chris.
Herb watches her leave the conservatory. He stares off with a devastated expression. Entering her room, Nell turns on the light and shuts the door. She peels off the tiny rhinestones above her eyebrow as she sits on the edge of the bed. She stares off pensively. Nell continues removing the rhinestones. In the morning, dark clouds fill the sky over the calm ocean. In his room, Herb wakes up in bed. Multiple cigarette butts lie in an ashtray on the nightstand. He touches the alarm clock and it lights up, showing the time as 11:09.
Nell?
In the hall, he stands outside Nell's closed door. He walks downstairs.
Hello? Charles?
Entering the kitchen, Herb looks around. He furrows his brow as he saunters over to the table. He picks up a lock of Nell's blonde hair and stares at it. On the dirt road, Charles walks with Nell. He smiles at her.
Thanks for the hair.
It's the least I could do.
He scrunches his face.
I'm so sorry.
No, honestly. Stop it. I'm sorry.
We just couldn't, you know, get her back. I thought we could. I thought I could have the music without, you know, the other stuff. But we just couldn't.
I don't think I help matters, per se. Just in the old planning department. Communications-wise.
Well, you know for next time when you invite Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. Not so much, no. No, it was always Maguire Mortimer. Marie's favourite.
She was, she loved you.
Before she,
Staring at the ground, he lifts his brow.
When did she die?
5 years ago. Yeah, tomorrow. Hence the gig.
Nell regards him sadly.
Anyway, we should, get a wiggle on, just boat-wise.
He's the one you want.
Oh, God, yeah, yes. No, I mean, what? I mean, no, as in, I want both of you.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
No, for the harmonies, obviously.
Yeah.
Famously.
Running down the road, Herb steps in a puddle.
Ah! You know what you need to do? The Nell Mortimer solo album. Yes.
No, it's a bad time.
Maybe that's where I come in.
Charles and Nell share a look. Elsewhere on the road, Herb continues running. In the shallows, Peter helps Nell into the skiff with her bags. Watching from a distance, Charles stands near Amanda's shop. Herb runs up to him.
The Kraken wakes.
Herb points to the boat.
Is she on there?
Nell. She apologizes for sneaking off. She just didn't feel she could quite get there musically. I mean, I disagree, of course I do, but I guess you arty types cut from slightly different cloth than I.
Herb walks away.
Completely. No, completely agree, Herb. What do you think we're thinking, gig-wise, Herb? Because from my POV, the show certainly can go on. I mean, if you're happy to, play on your Todd, as twere. Herb.
Are you winding me up? You've ruined my life.
Have I?
I mean, this is... What have you done?
I don't know. What,
Charles glances toward the sea.
I haven't seen it for 9 years before you engineer this, chuck money at us, throw us back together for your entertainment.
No, for the music, though, isn't it?
Dipping shit into my ear.
When have I done that? Come on.
How? We're so good together. We should be together.
Well, you should be. Musically, you should be. Come on.
Playing us like marionettes.
No.
Yes?
Herb, no.
Yes. This was the plan all along, wasn't it?
No,
get
sir.
Get me dancing to your tune. Shove your bloody hand up my arse.
I certainly do not want to shove it up there. Thank you very much.
You're like a cut-priced Geppetto, mate.
I'm not.
That's all you are. Well, I'm not, you know. I'm not Pinocchio.
I know. You're a real boy.
Herb shrugs and shakes his head.
You've ruined my life.
I wish you'd stop saying that.
You've ruined my life.
I wish you'd stop saying that, Herb.
Charles watches him march away. An aerial view shows dark storm clouds over the island. In the conservatory, Herb sets his packed bags on the floor. Charles follows him. Herb grabs his guitar case.
There is one at 5, but I don't think Peter will be... he tends not to risk it when the storm's up.
Herb grabs another case.
I mean, I would phone ahead, but obviously once you're at the phone box, I mean, you're more or less there anyway, aren't you? So, the plectrum?
Herb grabs his old guitar off the wall.
That's my guitar, you see?
He slams it into the case.
Which, I mean, obviously you can... feels appropriate that you...
He bumps past Charles and grabs his bags.
Give me a hand, Herb. You all right, Herb?
Charles looks around awkwardly. Carrying his bags, Herb trudges through the pouring rain. He walks down the road toward Amanda's shop.
Summer is ending. Lying in bed, watching the rain.
In the conservatory, Charles stares off as rain slides down the windows. By the beach, Herb talks to Peter, who gestures out at the sea. Herb offers his shopping bag of coins, and Peter shakes his head. In the phone booth, Herb struggles to shut the door.
Yeah, but can we charter one? Charter. Just another word for hire. Could we hire a boat that can go in bad weather? No, the gig's off, man. I'm not doing it.
He adds more change.
Yeah, I know we need the money, Zeb. I just... Well, maybe I won't do the album then. I don't know. Yeah, I'm serious. Yes. Yes, I saw it. I hate it. Did they whiten my teeth? On the image? No. No, it's not okay. No. Because artists don't whiten their teeth, Zeb. That's like the definition of an artist. I don't know. Because there isn't a boat, Zeb. When there's a boat, I
Herb
know when I'll be back.
Herb slams the phone down and leans his head against the window. In the conservatory, Charles continues staring off. In her shop, Amanda puts price labels on cans as Herb enters, soaking wet. She smiles at him.
Raining, is it?
He forces a faint smile, then looks around.
Yeah, do you sell towels?
I got kitchen towels.
Okay.
He retrieves his bag of coins. Grabbing a few, he offers them to Amanda.
Two of those.
Thanks.
She gives him paper towels.
Leaving again?
Wiping his face, he shrugs.
Trying to. Actually, could I leave my stuff here? I'm getting the morning boat and I don't have to lug it all the way back to where I'm staying.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Everything okay?
Herb looks back from the doorway.
My son. He knows you. He played me Raspberry Fair. I liked it.
Staring at her, he nods.
Cool. Thank you.
At Charles's house, Herb opens the door and slowly steps inside. Water drips off his hair and clothing. Standing in the foyer, a suit of armor holds skis and ski poles. Sitting in another room, Charles looks up. He remains seated and lowers his gloomy gaze. The faucet continues to run in Herb's room. Nighttime. Herb sits on his bed, looking through the Maguire-Mortimer mementos. In the hall, Charles knocks on the door. He sets something on the floor.
Herb, it's Charles, obviously. Just to say, I've left a bowl of soup outside your door.
in case you want it.
No, thanks.
Well, it's there. I mean, just so you don't step in it, was my point.
I don't want it.
Charles lingers by the door.
And Herb, for what it's worth, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to do whatever it is that I've done.
Herb glances over from the bed.
I guess it's one of them, Herb. Some things...
He holds a newspaper clipping.
Some things you just can't get back.
A photo depicts Charles and a brunette posing with Herb and Nell. The heading reads, Local superfan Marie Heath meets Maguire Mortimer. In the hall, Charles walks away, leaving a plate on the floor. It holds a bowl of soup and a biscuit. Herb opens the door, grabs the plate, and retreats back into his room. Daytime. At the beach, gray clouds fill the sky. Hanging in the kitchen, a sketch depicts Charles. A note on it reads, Love you, Marie. Herb pours himself a cup of coffee. He grabs a pastry off the counter. He spots Charles's handwritten invitation to Amanda for the Maguire Mortimer show. Michael steps in.
Help yourself. I made coffee.
Thanks. Yeah, I didn't know you were...
Just got back this morning.
Did you see a puffin?
I saw a whole circus. That's the term. A circus of puffins.
Herb nods and glances down.
Great.
I hear the gig went well. Charlie says you brought it forward a couple days. I'm sorry I missed it. But I suppose he wanted it to be a private thing. I mean, that's what he paid for, so...
Michael pats his suitcase sitting on a chair.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm just glad it all worked out.
Yeah, that me too.
I mean, I know what happened.
Herb stares at him.
I see you, Herb Maguire. See right through you. And I get it. All the stuff since now, the collaborations, collabs, it's embarrassing.
Michael regards him with a scowl.
I mean, look at you. You're a joke. Guess we'd better get this boat, huh?
Michael picks up his luggage and walks out. Herb stares off with a dismal expression. At the beach, Michael shakes Charles's hand. They hug.
Thanks for everything, Charlie boy. Fare thee well.
Fare ye well indeed. And love to Nell, of course.
Peter and another man hold the skiff steady in the shallows as Michael sets his luggage aboard. Charles glances off and his smile fades. An aerial view shows seagulls flying over the waves. On the pebble beach, Herb sits alone. He wears a dreary expression. Looking out at the water, he furrows his brow. He gets to his feet and continues to stare at something. Herb pulls off his jacket, then removes his shoes. He takes off his collared shirt and jeans. Wearing his t-shirt, underwear, and socks, he walks to the water. Up the hill on the grassy path, Charles stops walking and puts his hands on his hips. He spots Herb on the beach far below as he continues to approach the water.
No.
Charles looks concerned.
Herb! Herb!
Herb wades into the water.
Herb!
Charles rushes down to the beach.
No! Herb! Oh, my God, Herb! Herb! Herb!
He struggles with his jacket zipper.
Herb! Herb!
He runs into the water.
Mercy me! That's cold!
Herb! Farther out, Herb swims.
Help! I'm gonna save you!
Charles flails in the water and dips under the surface.
Help! Help me!
Not noticing him, Herb continues to swim. He grabs one of the lanterns floating on the surface. Herb turns around and spots Charles.
on the earth!
Herb frantically swims toward him. He grabs Charles and pulls him above the surface.
Thank God you're okay!
What are you doing?
Oh, thank God you're okay, Herb!
You were the one shouting for help, Charles!
Charles grabs his jacket.
This is filling up! It's like swimming with an anvil, Herb!
I mean, why are you out here? You can stand up.
Why were you here?
I was just swimming.
They stand in the shallows.
I thought it was more of a... I was worried it was a situation.
What situation?
Situation!
Yeah. What do you
like
mean?
Like a bad one, basically. Well, it was pretty drowny out there for a minute.
I was just swimming, Charles.
Yeah, and your knick-knocks. It doesn't exactly instill confidence, does it?
Charles looks sheepish and Herb stares at him.
You okay?
No.
Putting his hands on his hips, Charles shakes his head.
You missed your boat.
I'll get a later one. There's a boat at 5.
Sometimes. Why don't you stay? Just stay one night and we'll have dinner. I'll have a halibut. Hell of a halibut.
Do you,
we eat that, break bread?
Did you pay now anyway?
I'll pay you too, Herb. You don't have to do the gig. I'll pay you too. I'll pay you too. And then tomorrow you set sail. You set off with the money.
Charles keeps his eyes cast down.
Take the money and run. Well, that's my indecent proposal. Decent proposal, really. It's not a bad one.
He looks up at Herb, who regards him with a frown. Nodding, Charles extends his hand for a shake. Herb gives him a nod, and Charles wades back toward the beach.
Just don't suddenly go swimming, man. In your underpants.
Herb turns around and scoops the lantern up out of the water. The message written on it reads, Marie, I'm with McGuire Mortimer. It's perfect. Love you always, Charles. Herb stares off pensively. In his bedroom, he stands over the sink. The faucet flows steadily. Herb stares at himself in the mirror. Shutting his eyes briefly, he exhales. He turns his head and tenses his brow. Crossing the room, he steps up to the window. He spots Charles in the yard, playing swing ball by himself. Using a racket, he repeatedly hits a ball tethered to a pole by a rope. It swings around back to him. Herb watches him, then looks off with a thoughtful expression. In the kitchen, Herb scribbles something out on a piece of paper. He folds the paper and tucks it into his jacket. He goes to the counter and digs his phone out of the rice bag. Crossing the kitchen, Herb pulls a pack of cigarettes from his pocket and stares at it. He opens the trash can and drops the pack into it. In the yard, Charles continues hitting the ball as it swings around the pole. He stumbles around, then misses the ball with his racket. In the phone booth, Herb reaches into his bag of coins. He gets a call on his cell phone.
Zeb. Hey, I was just about to call you. Yeah, I know. I guess the rice. Back from the dead.
In the yard, Charles grimaces as he swings at the ball. He whacks it off the rope and it goes flying. He throws his racket onto the ground. Carrying his luggage, Herb exits Amanda's shop. He gazes out at the sea. Sitting in his kitchen, Charles stares off distantly. He wears large oven mitts and rests his chin on his hands.
Finally.
He pulls a full baked fish out of the oven.
Right then, old friend. Let's get you over with.
He finds Amanda at the door.
Oh,
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm so late.
He smiles and nods. Amanda smiles back at him.
Sorry, I'm what way late?
Oh, for the,
She gives him the invite with Mortimer crossed out.
He dropped it off. Your friend. I can't remember his name.
Herb. He's doing the bloody gig.
Herb is.
Oh, my God, Herb, mate. What are you doing? He's doing it.
Oh, crikey. I've just baked an entire halibut.
But, have it after.
Gotta be, isn't it? Gig them fish.
Delish.
He shuts the door, then opens it.
Sorry. Just gonna get a thermos flask.
He shuts it again. On the pebble beach, Herb sits on the stacked pallets facing the water. A small campfire burns near him. Holding Amanda's hand, Charles helps her over the rocky terrain.
Holy place that I need. Be your sweetheart.
Herb spots them approaching.
Thought you weren't coming.
Charles and Amanda sit together on a driftwood log by another small campfire. They gaze up the sloping beach at Herb.
Only one place in the world I need is mine. Is your
the low sun beams over the beach.
Oh, God. Yes, please. Yes,
thank
please.
You. Thanks very much. OK, Wallace Island, how are you feeling?
Well, fantastic, Herb.
We'll start with a couple of old classics.
Yes.
And this is track number 5 from our first album, Morning Haze.
Okay, Charles, be fair!
Thank you, Charles.
Correct the mondo.
You know this one, Amanda, at least. You'd been talking to
Amanda smiles and bobs her head to the song.
Wandering nowhere in particular. Eyes bright and bold, marigold in your hair.
Everybody now!
Raspberry fair. I feel a tap on my arm from behind.
Amanda playfully taps Charles on the shoulder and he smiles. Later, she sits under a blanket. They clink bottles of homebrew beer and drink.
Like you're living inside away.
With the sun now down, Amanda sips from an insulated cup. Charles wears his headlamp. She hands the steaming beverage to him. Tiki torches illuminate the beach, along with the two campfires. Charles gazes at Amanda, then looks up at Herb. Charles turns to Amanda, and his headlamp shines on her.
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
Woo! Yes, please, Herb! And if we can't go home, I guess we'll stay out. And if we're forced to roam, let's find something to sing about.
Charles and Amanda dance on a pallet.
Oh!
All good things, Herb.
Another one of them! Another one of them, Herb!
Later, they sit side by side, gazing up at Herb.
So this is a song about lost love. And it's the last time I'm ever going to play this.
Herb looks to the sky, then at Charles.
So I hope you're listening, Marie.
Charles nods and his eyes glisten. Herb flashes a brief smile. He performs with an emotional expression. Firelight flickers on his face.
Sometimes when you sleep, you look like you're on the bottom of the sea. Sometimes when you smile, I can see how you would have looked as a child. When your eyes are gold,
seems impossible to think we could ever grow old. When your eyes are bright,
Amanda glances at Charles, who keeps his tearful eyes locked on Herb.
You're not creating life. Let's walk in the sun.
Charles blinks and looks away.
Let our palms read to each other of what's to come. Let's walk in.
Later,
the rain.
At the dining table, Charles hands Amanda one of his McGuire Mortimer records. Herb pours wine. He smiles as he watches Charles and Amanda clink wine glasses and chat.
When the sky is full of stars, it seems impossible to think that they don't know who we are. When the trees are in bloom.
Daytime. An aerial view shows waves washing onto the shore. Standing on the beach, Herb wears his sunglasses.
That's lovely, isn't it? Just the sheer majesty.
He looks at Charles.
Power. It is a serious contender, isn't it? Yeah. Shh. The waves.
No, shh. Like,
shut up.
Don't say anything.
Yeah. Sling your up.
Just take it in, Charles.
Take it in. Drink it in. Glug, glug. Water, water everywhere. You would be absolutely bonkers, well, to drink it. Well, you would be. Packed full of salt.
Herb smiles at Charles, then gives a thumbs up to Peter in the skiff.
Right, well, don't forget your...
Yep.
There we are. You got it? All right. The money. The magnificent moolah.
Herb faces him.
Oh, love that. Herb McGuire with the ocean. You can see yourself now. Well, you wouldn't be there. You shut up. Shut up and shove off, Charles.
Charles extends his hand.
Thank you, Charles.
God, right. We're doing that, are we?
Holding his luggage, yeah. Herb gives Charles a long hug.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Herb, really.
Herb smiles and they step back from each other.
Really?
They share a nod.
Okay.
Herb walks toward the skiff with his bag slung over his shoulder. He carries a guitar case in one hand and the suitcase from Charles in the other. Charles watches him go. He nods to himself.
There he is. Herb McGuire. Legend. Waving.
Charles waves back.
Oh, wave back.
Herb puts up both hands and Charles does the same. Charles moves his arms in a bowing motion, then puts his hands on his hips. He turns and strolls up the beach.
Right. A little bit of lunch, methinks. First breakfast. The thorny issue of breakfast.
A framed photo of Charles and Marie sits on a shelf beside a McGuire Mortimer hat. A tiny piano sits next to houseplants. Standing at his record player, Charles lowers the needle onto a record. He stares at the vinyl record jacket in his hands, then glances around the dining room. Charles looks toward windows as he steps over to the table. He puts his hand on the back of a chair. His gaze lingers on the chair as he steps away.
I'm the bright child.
He wanders into the conservatory and stares at the piano.
I'm Skycha. I can fly, child.
Still holding the record jacket, he enters his game room and looks stunned.
The sky above me says I don't.
Charles finds stacks of cash in a large pile on the pool table next to Herb's old guitar.
Why you won't love me when I know that you can? Because
Staring at the guitar, he sets down the record jacket. He picks up the guitar and reads a message written on the front of it. Thank you, Charles. Your biggest fan, Chris Pinner. Charles spots Amanda outside the window. She smiles and waves. Putting down the guitar, he gives a thumbs up and waves back. Amanda holds up a tennis racket. He mimes serving the ball. She nods, then points and walks away. His smile fades and he lowers his gaze in thought. He glances back at the guitar, then hurries out. A close view lingers on the Way Back When record jacket left on the pool table. The cover art features Herb and Nell side by side as they gaze straight ahead. The skiff travels on the calm ocean. Peter operates the motor. Herb glances toward the island. He opens the suitcase from Charles to reveal two apples and his bag of coins. He grabs an apple, then gazes back at the island and smiles. Herb takes a bite of the apple. Cut to black. Credits appear. Director of Photography, G. Magni Augustin, IKS. Editor, Quinn Williams.
Okay, this is The Ballad of Wallace Island by
Casting
Chris
Director,
Pinner.
Catherine Willis, CDG. Production Designer, Alexander Toomey. Costume Designer, Gabriella Yaxis. Hair and Makeup Designer, Francis Hunsum. Line Producer, Steve Newton. Music Supervisor, Gary Welch. Songs by Tom Basden. Score by Adam Ilhan. Songs produced by Adam Ilhan. Credits roll. Based on the short film, the one and only Herb McGuire plays Wallace Island. Cast in order of appearance. Tim Key as Charles Heath. Tom Basden as Herb McGuire. Steve Marsh as Peter. Sean Clifford as Amanda. Akemji Dufournian as Michael. Carrie Mulligan as Nell Mortimer, Luca Downey as Marcus, Carrie Thomason as Marie.
I needed a friend to throw me a lifeline. Remember to lend. Not to keep taking all the time. Gotta move on. Stop chasing something I don't want. I'm leaving the island. I'm leaving the island behind me. Back to the mainland. Back to my family. And the people who love me. The waves will rise. The rain will pour. I keep my eyes fixed on the shore.
Copyright The Last Holiday, LTD 2024. All rights reserved. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Focus Features. Read by Therese McLaughlin. For more information about Motion Picture Access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org.
I'm leaving the island. Leaving the island behind me. Back to the mainland. Back to my family. And the people who love me.
Okay, great, got that one. Let's let's do something else.
Focus Features, a Comcast company.